countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, just to let you know that last week we were talking about farmers changing to organic farming methods, and it was a timely conversation given that the organic farming scheme is open to applicants until the end of April. Now, you may be interested to know that the Organic Trust is organising free information webinars on next Thursday and the following Thursday. That's the 1st and 8th of April. And you can get more information by texting organic to 51777 or on their website organictrust.ie. Now, as we look forward to the clocks going forward this weekend and longer days, scientists are concerned about the overall impact of artificial light in cities, towns, villages, and indeed in our own back gardens, and nature's natural rhythms and the effects on it. Next month, International Dark Sky Week will be celebrating dark skies and also alerting us to the issues of light pollution. Brian McGepsey is the Associate Professor in Trinity College Dublin, and he joins me to tell us more. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So what is the trend here in relation to light pollution?
I've been looking at light pollution for about the last 11, 12 years, and we're finding an increase in light from Ireland. Most dramatically, it was leading up to the Celtic Tiger years. There was about a two-thirds increase between 95 and 2009. So what we're doing is actually blasting the general surroundings of the countryside so much that we can actually see that light from space. And the worry is that it's causing a knock-on effect in our environment, and the birds and the insects and even the bats. So with the changes, as was mentioned on the news, the worry about climate change, this may be an additional stressor that will cause a decline in further in species. So we need to protect our environment. And in the city environment, we need to look after our own health. I think we've all become aware with the COVID lockdown that, the rhythms of natural rhythms are disrupted. Well, light also disrupts the natural rhythms, the day-night cycle, and also the monthly changes in light that we all need to actually recharge our batteries. Yeah. The animals and plants need that as well.
Yeah, and in these lockdown times, we need to get out, and in order to be able to sleep properly at night, our eyes need to be attuned to the brightness of day to know the difference. So, but at the same time, we know the advantages of electricity and light, and as humans, we're all attracted to the big city light. So how do we strike a balance?
Yes, that's a very important point. I'm a founder member of a group called Dark Sky Ireland, and what we're espousing is actually a more sensible use of light, rather than just turn all the lights off. With my background as an astronomer, I know what a really dark sky looks like, and I'm afraid we're losing that here in Ireland. But we really want to promote responsible light use. I think particularly with cheap LED lighting, now it is the case that people would maybe use a little bit more than they need, particularly around the countryside and, for instance, in farms, people's houses. We're seeing a growth of this light across the country where before it used to be concentrated around the towns and cities. So the only near pristine areas now are around Mayo and Kerry and down the west coast and a number of other locations throughout the country. And by protecting the environment, by people turning off light and realizing, that it's another form of pollution, it's the only form of pollution we can fix by the switch, right? Just turn it off and it goes away. And it might take a while for the environment to recover, but it's something we can easily fix. And it saves us money. It's actually better for our environment. It's better for our health by not having light on all the time, particularly these glaring white LED lights. They have a lot of blue light, and in high enough intensities, it disturbs our indication of the day-night rhythm. So it doesn't actually let us adapt and relax then to the nighttime cycle. Again, that carries for animals as well.
Well, for any of us living near towns and cities, we think that the stars have maybe disappeared. We can only spot a couple of them. But of course, when you go to places like Ballycroy or indeed the Davos Dark Sky Park in County Tyrone, we can actually see, the beauty of the night sky. So there is a lot of those places, only a few of them left in Ireland. But just before we go, Just a reminder to us all then, what can we actually do, maybe this week in particular or next week for the Dark Sky International Week, to try and, I suppose, play our part?
Excellent. I think, you know, it's a question of one small change that we can all make. So what I'd recommend is, particularly for outside lights, maybe farmyard lights or lights just outside your front door, you light only what is needed for the time it's needed and with the amount that's needed. And if you have a choice, then and look for warm white lighting. It's less disruptive to the environment. But, you know, just be aware that that light is going somewhere. A security light where nobody's watching is not a good use of electricity.
Or maybe
but we can gain.
Yeah, I was just saying that maybe as well, a lot of people have kept the Christmas lights going to try and lift their spirits in these tough times. So maybe after the clocks go forward tomorrow, maybe that is the time to finally switch off the Christmas lights. Listen, we're going to have to leave it there. But Brian, it's been lovely chatting to you. We will come back to this subject again. And for information on events on Dark Sky Week, which starts on the 5th of April, go to eventbrite.ie, where the Friends of Mayo Dark Skies have listings of the events for International Dark Sky Week, as I said, from April 5th. Professor Brian McEpsey, thank you very much indeed.